It's Big Ugly Outdoors with Lifetime Longhorn and National Champ, KC Studdard. Brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. He spoke to me with a voice so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels feet. He called my name and my heart stood still.
What's going on, everybody?
John, go do my will. Go tell that long.
Big Ugly Outdoors is back on air. I'm your host, Casey Studdard. D-Ball's in the booth. Little Johnny to get you moving in the morning. I was in shorts yesterday with my shirt off, sunny. You can run on. Now I got a jacket on by 8 o'clock last night. But hey.
Still got the shorts on, though.
Shoot, I didn't get to go home.
True.
I had I had a jacket, luckily. You know, I got... And we sold out a little late yesterday. We had a good run late, like about 4:35. But had to go get some extra briskets. And usually the HEB by my house, they always call them and tell them, hey, reserve me a case for the week, you know, and they'll, because they got some nice prime briskets there that are pretty good, like, you know, $2.99 a pound for some prime briskets at HEB is an excellent price. And I'll tell that, I mean, honestly, it's a good price. I mean, you're still going to pay, you know, if it's a bigger brisket, you're going to pay $40 a brisket or whatever it is, but $40 to $50. But I promise you. I mean, prime is prime, period. You know what I mean? So I had to go by there because I had to get extra briskets to get on. So then I was trimming, seasoning, putting them on. It was like just a whole back and forth thing. But anyways, yeah, haven't been to sleep yet. Rocking and rolling.
I will say that picture that Whitfield's posted yesterday had my mouth watering.
That steaminess.
Of the brisket. Yes.
That steaminess.
It looks so good.
Yeah, we're doing good things. We're just rocking and rolling. I'm not out of it. It's just like a lot of people ask me, they say, hey, do you still like cooking? I mean, your hours are just ridiculous. I'm like, yeah, but the fun part is like once everything's done, when you do like the service, you know, once you, you know, yeah, I've seen the money come in. Yeah, it's always, you know, that's always cool. But I know I like to see people like, okay, that's really good. You know what I mean? I hate giving mediocre food, right?
Yeah.
Like that's the worst thing. Cause there's a lot of places here in Austin that like, I don't know how, it's not good food to me, but I mean, some people like it. I don't know. I guess my palate's, I don't know, different than others. Apparently, but I don't know. There's just not a lot of, I mean, there's a lot of good food in Austin, but there is a lot of like not good food.
And a lot of overhyped food, you could say.
Yes. Like you're like, oh my God, this place, look at the creation. You get there and you're like, oh yeah, it looks beautiful, but it's bland. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, you know, you got a poached egg, you got some hollandaise sauce, you got a pork belly what do they call them? English muffin. And it's just, there's no flavor. It's like, God, you can make just doing that is, you know, there should be some sort of, like, just put some salt on it or something.
That's all you got to do.
Please. Oh, hey, is Tiger going to be here for the tournament for at ACC?
I don't think they've announced it yet.
Come on, Tiger. Start winning some damn tournaments so I can see you play live. I've seen him play live once in Colorado at... I think they called it the International back in the day, I think.
That sounds about right. I think he's going to have the choice to come here. It's just kind of up to him because I think it's like the top maybe
It's top
50 or top 150. I'm not sure.
Top 50 players, I think. I think it's top 50 players. 100 first round. All right, all right. Come on, Tiger. Oh, this is second round, right? So yesterday was second round. Come on. He's even. All right. Well, anyways, I'm a Tiger fan. If y'all don't, y'all saw that video last year when Tiger, had his, what did he win, the U.S. Open? Not the Players' Championship. I don't know. Anyways, he won a couple tournaments last year, but just the electricity that follows him when he's playing well. There's no other golfer like it. You're not going to see, like, as much as I'm a Spieth fan, and I just don't see, unless he, he can become that. You know
For
what
sure.
I'm saying? Spieth can become that. He has a good start, but he needs to dial it back in again. I mean, he's there, but I mean, there's so much good young talent now that the field's really, there's not, it's some good golf playing right
for
now.
For sure. It looks like Tiger won the Tour Championship last year.
That's right, the Tour Championship. So, as much as I love Spieth, I just don't see him ever having a crowd like that following. But I mean, Tiger's the best to ever do it, him and Jack.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
I mean, just straight wins and number wise, it's just, it's crazy that, he's a superstar. I mean, he is. Tiger's a Michael Jordan. You know what I mean? Tiger can go anywhere in the world, people know who he is. Michael Jordan's that way. There's only a few stars that are really like that, international, like huge. I mean, yeah, basketball players are a little different because they're just so big and it's just easy. You know what I mean? But, I mean, football players, I mean, there'll be a few people that see some of the starting quarterbacks, but they're going to reckon. I mean, I don't know. I mean, they're going to recognize a Drew Brees. They're going to recognize a Tom Brady. But I think, if Drew Brees is in, some getaway, I don't think that, he'll be recognized as much as Tom Brady. Tom Brady is a real, Tom Brady's up there with Tiger and Michael and Tom. But hockey's big. I'm sure Wayne Gretzky, he's huge over in the hockey world, hockey states, or hockey countries. Usain Bolt's one of them.
Oh, yeah, he's definitely recognized.
He's definitely recognized. Who else? I'm trying to think of just, race car drivers, I don't think they're really recognized.
No, I wouldn't.
But they're the highest paid. They make more money than any other athlete if you call them an athlete. I mean, they make stupid money. They make baseball players look like just chump change. I mean, they're coming out the womb making $200 million. I think F1's the most. I think they're the most out of all athletes. I mean, they're
F1 is insane.
Their endorsements alone. I mean, they got 40 endorsements. I'm like, all right, you guys will all pay me $100,000.
So this was in 2018. The top earner in NASCAR was Dale Earnhardt with $22 million. And then there's like a list of maybe, 12 to 15. And it ranges from $9 million to $22
million. Okay, we'll go to F1. Go look at theirs. Because that's gonna be a huge jump. I even think those dang... those guys that do the high-speed motorbikes, they get paid a crap ton.
Yeah.
But, I love going out to the F1 when it's here. It's a fun time. It's loud. But, I mean, it's just watching a car go by. and when you can't see the whole track, I don't see the competitive. I mean, I get the competitiveness, but you don't really get to see, he passed him here and all that and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, if you're really, really good at F1 driving, like Sebastian Vettel, Lewis Hamilton, you can make like $40 to $60 million. Sebastian Vettel, who is the most, made $60 million in 2017. Not seeing a 2018 article.
Yeah, that's
so
one year.
Probably a little
that's
bit more.
One year though.
Yeah, insane.
That's one year.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not even. I mean, and there's no telling what he made. It's on the side with endorsements, appearances, yeah, and all that stuff. That's just on the track. That's $60 million on the track. That's just winnings, right? Is that what that is? Just winnings. That's just winnings. Winning races and placing. Like, their endorsements are paying.
It's insane.
Insane. But anyways, good morning, Cards fan. Good morning. No, it's a 7:10. Yeah, it's just crazy how it dropped last night. It's just clouds came in, but they said the clouds are supposed to move out, and it's, I don't know, I think it's not even supposed to get over 60 today.
I was about to say, isn't it supposed to be a pretty day? Not like cold, not hot, just kind of a nice day.
I just hope this wind stops blowing.
Yeah.
Because they said, you know, they had a slight chance of rain today. Oh, never mind. I'm in the wrong. Never mind. Wrong state. yeah, no, it's, you know, it's supposed to be, it's 45 degrees outside right now. It was cold. Yeah, I probably should have pants on. I was wondering why. I was like, dang, I turned my heater on in my car last night. Yeah, I'll get up to like 58, 60 today. But that's about it. 58. All right.
It's a pretty nice day.
Yeah. Supposed to have a little bit of sunshine tomorrow. 71 tomorrow with a little bit of sunshine. Next week, we're supposed to get Tuesday rain, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then sunny on Monday and Tuesday.
Probably get rain one of those days.
Well, I know it's early in the week, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But very nice. In Denver, it's 25 degrees. Let me see what it is in... So my buddy Don Barber, you know, he lives out there in Minneapolis.
Yeah.
And when all that stuff was going on with that, you know, when it was negative 50 and 60 up there, he goes, Casey, it's miserable. I was like, are you seriously? You're not allowed to go outside and open your mouth? He goes, yeah, that's what they're telling us. Like, all the schools are closed. He's like, there's some jobs that are open if it's negative 22. You know what I mean? But it gets like 30s, they kind of, hey. But he's like, my dogs won't even go outside. It's negative 2 in Minnesota right now.
Like, if you go outside, you've got to get to a point in the temperature that your body's not going to get much colder. Like, I know, your body's not going to feel more cold.
What's crazy, though, is, like, the highs for the whole week are nothing over 30 degrees. Like, that sucks. And that's been like that for, like, 6 months.
I would not be able to handle that
at all. I don't know how he lives there. I mean, that's insane. T-Bone, I'm not sure if we do. I don't think we do. I'm so just focused. I know I need to focus more on like the business side of things like that, but
yeah, I don't think you guys have a Twitter handle for Whitfields.
No, not yet, but I'll definitely get one rolling. I mean, I got what do you call it? We got Instagram and Facebook, but yeah, anyway, sorry about that. I'm trying to read and talk. It just doesn't work. I'm not that type of person. Can't multitask.
Yeah, I've got the essential accounts for a food establishment. Post pictures of your food.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's awesome. You know, it's fun though. The best part about it is the satisfaction you see in people when they leave. You're like, okay, they really do. And when you cut into a brisket and it's perfect, you're like, oh yeah. And those are the ones you know. And that's the hard thing about barbecue is you try to be consistent. You have to be consistent to be worth a crap. And that's something we've been able to do. So that's a blessing right there. But yeah, it's just, it's long hours, but I love it. I like it. It's fun. I like interacting with people. So that's my favorite part.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, I can just talk crap to people all day because they know most people are, a lot of them are Horn listeners. Like, come up there, heard you on the radio. And, as soon as they say that, they already know my person that they have to, if they listen to my show, then they know that I'm not exactly correct. So they expect, I can curse a little more, if there's kids around, I won't, but I can be myself a little bit more around people that know who I am. So that's always enjoyable instead of being, yes, sir, how are you doing? Anything else, sir? But anyways, what do we got in the sports world? I saw that, the Pelicans fired GM Dell Demps. Mad at him because Davis doesn't want to be there. Blaming that on him. Is that what that is that conclusion right there?
Yeah, they wanted to bring someone with some fresh eyes on everything. So they're not, I guess, biased. They just want to they definitely want to get rid of Anthony Davis this summer, obviously. So they wanted to bring in someone with fresh eyes so they can maybe get an unbiased opinion to get the best return potentially. Cuz if the Lakers is the best return, that's where they're going to send him.
Yeah, but he ain't so he doesn't have a choice.
No, not at all.
Oh, that sucks. Kaepernick just got paid by the NFL.
Yeah, he supposedly he settled for a reported $60 to $80 million. It is estimated right now. They haven't, of course, they haven't come out and said specifically what he got paid because obviously it is a legal proceeding. Do you think this opens up a door for a return for him, or is he going to be kind of the, hey, you know, I'm in the history books. I'm Colin Kaepernick. You know, my name's always going to be out there because of this issue.
If he's a competitor and he really, I mean, what year would this be for him?
Let's see.
I mean, a lot of people forget that his play declined.
For sure. I agree with that.
If you're looking at the actual, like, all bull aside, like, if you look at it, he was amazing, and then he did, you know, then but his plays, you know, and that's why he was sitting on the bench. They're not going to bench somebody that's out there balling, period.
He hasn't played since 2016. Yeah, I don't think he can come back. And
I mean, he might try, you know. I mean, you've seen it, you know, pulling people out of retirement and blah, blah, blah. I know he's not retired. But, you know, someone might give him a chance. But still, though, you know, so he basically – sued the NFL for
collusion.
Yeah, basically just ghosting him. Like, oh, you're not allowed in the NFL anymore.
Yeah.
That was kind of crappy. So he's like, I'll take $80 million from you. Good for Kaepernick getting his $80 million. But I wouldn't come back if the NFL just gave me $80 million or $60 to $80 million.
Yeah, no doubt.
I got me a PJ, and I'm going to Bahamas going fishing.
You know, so we talked about the new football league last week, the Alliance for American Football, uh-huh. And they actually reached out to Colin Kaepernick, and I don't know if he just didn't want to play for them, so he threw out a number that he knew they weren't going to pay him. Yeah. He asked for $20 million when all the other players are making $75,000 a year, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. You know, all the players are on the same playing field, all that good stuff. He wanted $20 million.
Mm. That's crazy right there. But he just got 60.
That so, he did.
Put that in the bank.
Saw the Broncos made a move this week.
Yeah, I don't know. That's kind of weird to me. I don't know if I trust Flacco. He's just kind of I mean, I don't think he is.
Seemed like they went from one average quarterback to another.
Yeah.
From but Case I mean, Keenum to Joe Flacco.
But if anybody can revive a quarterback, it's Coop. So, Coop and John.
Yeah.
It was so funny that, like, Denver fans are all, like, blaming Elway and all this kind of stuff. Ooh, Kentucky and Tennessee play today?
Do tonight? They?
Yeah.
That might be a good one.
That is going to be a great one.
Yeah.
Tennessee's on, like, a 10-game win streak. They're number one for, like, what, 5 weeks now? 6 weeks? Kentucky's always a blue blood. You know, they're good. Anyways, now, what were we talking about before that? Before I had a squirrel?
Talking about everybody blaming Elway?
Yeah, everybody in Denver, you know, blaming Elway. Like, oh, Elway needs to get out of here. I'm like... You can't say that to him. Like, my dad played with Elway, and in my, you know, you have to do, like, bios and stuff. Like, Elway was my favorite athlete growing up. My dad probably got a little bitter about that, but, you know. It is what it is. I mean, what are you going to say? It's John Elway. As a fan, I think he's smart enough he's brought in, you know, he's won a Super Bowl. He's brought him to 2 Super Bowls since he's been there. And
yeah.
He's been there 6 years. Right, or has it been longer? Probably 5 years.
Maybe a little longer, but.
Because he was there. He wasn't there for Josh McDaniels. They came after him.
Because Peyton's in the Hall, right? Is he in the Hall already?
I think this year. Because
he's got to wait 5 years, or is this his year coming up?
You have to wait 5 years to get in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
Oh, Peyton has like 3 more years.
Hmm.
Peyton's last year. He has at least 3 more years, yeah. What's the soft taco special today? We got brisket. We got pulled pork. We got pulled chicken. I can even cut up some did I already say sausage? No.
I don't think so.
I can even cut up sausage and make a taco out of it, too. Or we can do sausage wraps. But our brisket tacos are on point. I really like our chicken, too, though. I've kind of been on a chicken kick lately. That's just me.
Going with that jerk chicken?
Oh, yeah. We got our jerk today, too. That's just... Got to get there early for that, though, because that just flies out of there.
That's just gone in, like, a few hours?
Yeah.
If that.
We can't even keep that on shelves. We're going to start doing it, like, probably on Saturdays and Sundays, but we can't make enough of it yet. Rhino's calling in. Rhino, what's happening?
What's going on, Casey?
Oh, you know, just sitting here talking to the good people.
Right. Yeah, this is this weather's nuts. Yesterday was like summer, and this morning it's crazy.
Yeah, no, you're right about that.
But so I was making the fishing crazy too. It's just hit and miss. Not much has changed from last week. The only thing we did learn is we're catching quite a few fish on cut bait instead of live bait. So one plus for this week. But so as far as the stripers,
why do you think that happens? When they went live bait to cut bait, what do you think? Is a water change or what?
The water still is kind of stirred up, and they've been going mainly off scent, not so much sight. So the cut bait gets that smell of the blood in the water, and they go find it.
I gotcha. So, no, that makes sense.
Yeah, big gizzard cut bait, or if you can go get you some big jumbo shiners at the bait shop, and
that's why it's better to catch catfish in a muddy river with some cut bait.
Yeah. You're gonna catch a little bit of everything right now with that cut bait, but definitely working good on the stripers and hybrids. I am working with a couple of black bass guides, so all you black bass guys, next week I should have a pretty good report for you on what's going on with the black.
Well, very nice, yeah, because I'm definitely interested in that, seeing when they start moving up river and everything. I know it's coming up here real soon, so.
Yeah, and I know I want to help some of your listeners out there. I know there's a lot of bass fishermen in the area, so I'm working on I should have a good report for all of them next week on not just, but Cannon, but up and down the Highland Lake. So, and see how flooding from last year and everything's affected our black bass and what they're doing this year. So, I'll have that for y'all next week. But other than that, not much. You know, it's this time of year. It's winter still. It's hit and miss. You're gonna have good days. You're gonna have bad. But we're getting close. It won't be long until, like I said, come March. You know, we'll start getting consistent. But get the jigging spoons out in the top water, and then we'll start having some fun. So
yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Outside of that, that's about it. But look forward. I'm gonna come down to Whitfield to get me a bite today. So look forward to seeing you down there. And other than that, everybody out there, have a good week. And I'll call you next week.
Sounds good, partner. Thank you for calling in.
All right, y'all take it easy.
Yes, sir. All righty. Yeah, it's Captain Rhino talking about, just the little fishing report around here. Yeah, I guess all the lakes are still kind of, stirred up from all the – it's crazy. It's been so long since the flood.
That's how insane that flood was.
Yeah. I mean, the water's still muddy, so if you're going to go out, throw some cut bait. Catch whatever, because everyone's sight sight eating right now, and I know Lake Travis is they're killing striper right now. I know that. Weather's a little freaky, so it's hard to get a prediction on the fish. But yeah, he's gonna call back next week. He's gonna get up and down the rivers and see where the spawns are at, if it's there, if it's about to start, or blah blah blah. So we're I can't wait for the spawn to happen, because I got to get out there. I'm gonna go like on a Monday. Take my son somewhere where we can just catch some fish real quick up the river. I don't know where yet, but I'm going to find me a spot.
And, of course, Captain Rhino is spending his Saturday right by going to Whitfield's today.
Absolutely, absolutely. Going to come out and get some Tennessee has won 19 games in a row. I'm sorry, God.
Wow.
Dang. I see you, Coach Barnes. I have no hate against Coach Barnes. He was always good to me when I was at Texas. He was a good dude. Nothing but the best for that guy. Look at him. Good one, Patterson's dumbass?
I think so.
Patterson the dumbass that we hired, the AD?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. That was a smart move. But, I mean, even Barnes said, though, when he was like, it's probably time for me to leave, you know, fresh start or whatever. But that, I'll tell you what, we don't have a recruiter like we like he was. He knew how to get guys. We got T.J. Ford here, you know, Aldridge, Augustine, you know, Abrams, KD, you know, like all these different guys. I mean, and I miss a lot of great players. You know, I mean, Clack, Ira Clark. Wasn't that all still Barnes? Barnes was here a long time.
I think you're right. Yeah, he was here for a very long time.
Yeah. But anyways, we need that. How's our basketball team doing? I know we beat Kansas, and then we got – does Kansas State stomp us?
They're still mediocre in my eyes.
I don't know. We just need some – do we have talent? People say we have a little bit of talent, but – I don't know.
Yeah, there's definitely talent there.
We just don't know how to utilize it.
Yeah, I just don't.
Is it that bad?
They did get beat by Kansas State on Tuesday, 71-64. They did beat West Virginia last Saturday.
Okay, good, because if they had lost to West Virginia after Kansas, that would have been real bad.
Yeah, they need to. They can't lose the season series to Oklahoma State today. They have to beat Oklahoma State, and if they get swept by Oklahoma State, that's not going to look good on their tournament resume.
No, because Oklahoma State, are they the bottom of the map?
They're down there.
Yeah.
They're not that great.
Who's the worst, Baylor? No?
Let's see. Big 12 basketball
it can't
standings.
Be Baylor.
I don't think it's Baylor, no.
I think Let's they're see. Second or third.
It is.
TCU, probably.
Oklahoma State?
Yeah, well, there you go. Yeah, we gotta stomp that.
Texas is like right in the middle. They're 6-6 in the conference. Oklahoma State is 2-9 in the conference.
Ew.
And one of those wins is against Texas.
Yay. baseball. Oh, we got to take a break?
Yeah, let's go for it.
We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with more Big Ugly Outdoors brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors.
Oh, Saturday night special. Someone's die.
Back to Big Ugly Outdoors with Casey Studdard, brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to Big Ugly Outdoors. Forgot what I was going to talk about. Is that bad? Is that bad? No, I saw this. Somebody sent me an article on wideopenspaces.com. Hoof disease found in Idaho elk for the first time.
What is that? I understand it's something with their hoof, but like, what does it do?
I mean, the nail. It's like, you know, like a hoof. You know what a hoof has? That like pads on it. Like they're kind of hollowed out now. They're like falling off. It's kind of weird. Yeah, don't look real good. But, yeah, so I was reading up on something like that. You know what's crazy is, you know, all these people talk about saying hunting is cruel, you know, and all that kind of crap. You know, they're just stupid people, right? but there's, like, you know, there's – you want to see some cruel stuff. Like, there's those big old – what I forgot what kind of eagles they are. They're huge eagles. I don't know if it's the golden eagles or I don't know. It's one of the eagles, but they'll go up there. They'll be on top of rocks and they'll go pick up like a an antelope or a goat or something and just, you know, grab onto their hindquarters and throw them off the cliff.
Oh, come on, man.
I'm dead serious. It's the craziest thing you'll ever see in your life. And they'll go down there and eat its ass. And it's funny. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, it's, you know, hey, that's nature. You know, but I mean, it's crazy. And there's, I got a video of one where this eagle is literally just sitting on top of a antelope's back with its claws in it, letting it bleed out. That's brutal. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's Mother Nature. That's what it is. And that's what it's intended for. You know what I mean? Like, you know, survival of the fittest, you know, but, you know, so I don't want, yeah, it's a golden eagle. Yeah, that's what it is. That's what it is. Yeah, it's a golden eagle. And so I don't want to ever hear, like, hunting is cruel. Like, go look at Mother Nature, how that is. But that's Mother Nature. Well, yeah, it's the same thing.
we're a part of Mother Nature.
Could you imagine if deer tasted like cow? Wow. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That. Mm. So this week, I'm pretty happy because pitchers and catchers reported for the MLB, and Longhorns baseball officially started last night.
That is true. They got a big win over Lafayette. That's good. I can't wait. You know, they made it to the you know, the World Series last year. So that's the College Baseball World Series. And every time they make it to the World Series, you know, it excites me. You know, the whole regionals excites me. But it just always brings me back to me and Lyle sitting there off of Riverside in our apartment for, you know, the year they won in 05, that 04, 05 season or whatever. And just sitting there, I'd buy a 30-pack, and he'd buy two pizzas, one sausage, one pepperoni. And then the next game, I'd buy the two pizzas, and he'd buy the 30-pack. And we'd sit there and watch the game, each drink, you know, 15 beers, and eat our, you know, eat a half and half pizza. And from Little Caesars, you know, $5 grab and go. Yeah, so that's my memory. Every time I see baseball, I think of that. I'm like, oh, should I be drinking Keystone Light? No. No, that beer is disgusting. Drink Lone Star Light. That's the good beer.
They got a good little team this year. Young, too.
Are they young?
I wouldn't say, like, overly young, but they do have – I know their shortstop got injured, so they're starting a freshman at shortstop right now. Zach Zubia, who's their designated hitter and first baseman, who's probably, I'd say, the best power hitter on the team.
Okay.
He's a sophomore. The pitcher that started last night, Bryce Elder, he's a sophomore. He went 8 innings of shutout ball.
Okay, so we got.
I think he actually gave up one run, if I'm not mistaken. Now,
and we play them again today, right?
Yes, play them again today and tomorrow. 3-game series. Louisiana Lafayette's a good little team. They've got a good little baseball program.
Yeah. Then we got Rice after that. Ugh, I hate Rice. You know, but well, that's good though. I'm excited for Texas baseball to start again. I always do a big crawfish boil for them. Oh yeah, it's crawfish season, so
I'm gonna
bring my crawfish company and boil some crawfish on site or whatever, and do all that.
Man.
So I'm gonna, with the crawfish company, you know, my crawfish company, I'm gonna bring it out there next door and boil a bunch of crawfish, and I'll be on the trailer doing barbecue, but I'll get the pot right, the mix right, and my father-in-law and sister. They always do with me wherever I go, so they'll be running that while I'm running the truck, and it'll be a cool little thing. So I'll probably start next weekend. I got a little doing crawfish next weekend. Yeah, I think that'll be the first time I do it. So it'll be a good. It'll be need to come out there and eat some of those stud bugs there on Brody and Davis.
People are texting in saying that I need to watch this video of the Eagles throwing the goat off the cliff.
Yeah, it's the greatest thing.
So I'm watching it right now.
I mean, it's brutal.
Let's see. Oh, it's flying. It's flying at it.
Oh, I mean, check it out. Oh yeah, no, it's crazy.
Oh. Oh wow.
Oh yeah, it ain't like no little like, you know, 10 feet. You know, it's like 50 feet.
Oh, it like threw it into the biggest rock that it could find.
I'm trying to tell
you. And then just let it go. That's insane.
I'm trying to tell you. Some brutal-ass world, man. That's crazy. Man, oh.
Someone texted in saying the crawfish you made at Hornbash was phenomenal. I'm looking forward to Hornbash this year.
Yeah, that's going to be a fun time. I'm going to enter, but it's just I'm trying to think how I'm going to do it. So when is it? When is Hornbash?
Is it May 4th, I think?
May. So I've got some time.
I think it's like the first weekend of May.
Okay. Okay, cool. First weekend of May. Now, Hornbash is fun. It's a good time.
Yeah, May 4th.
May 4th. Yeah, I'll probably bring some crawfish out there, but I don't know because I'll have the restaurant open, so I don't even know how long I'll be able to. Probably more of a, hey, okay.
Yeah, you'll kind of be a busy guy.
Yeah, but I don't know. I should have a good crew rolling by then, you know. What do you call it? The MLB, you said the pitchers and catchers reported. No info on Machado or Harper?
Still nothing really coming out there. Yesterday it was reported that Bryce Harper had chosen a team, but I didn't really believe it when I first heard it, because normally when that happens, things start moving along really quickly.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a lot of MLB players out there that are still free agents that can help teams this year.
Well, that's what they're trying to do. People are trying to see where he goes and see where they can plug and play.
Mm-hmm.
So nothing's going to happen until they get hit.
Yeah, I kind of expect Bryce Harper to go to one of two areas. I think he's either going to go to the Philadelphia Phillies, which I think is the odds-on favorite to sign him still, or he's going to go to someone like the Giants or the Los Angeles Angels. I still think the Angels are lurking on the top of the free agent market, whether that's with Machado or Harper. I've been saying it'd be great to see someone like Machado and Trout on the same team, or Harper and Trout on the same team. That'd be insane, because they also have Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah.
So once that happens, I think it's just going to start trickling down, and a lot of people are going to sign really quickly.
And but Trout's a free agent next year, right?
I think he's got 2 years, but when he is a free agent, I know exactly where he's going to sign. He's going to sign with the Philadelphia Phillies. That's where he wants to go.
He wants to be. Why Phillies?
He's a big Eagles fan. He's from New Jersey, and he lives in Philadelphia now. And being the best player in baseball, he's going to have his pick of where he wants to go.
Okay.
Everybody's going to.
But he's
offer
the best
him.
Player in baseball.
Oh, by far.
Okay. And Harper's just a good hitter. Machado's a little bit older, isn't he?
So the difference between they're all young. Machado's like 26 years old. It's insane to have a free agent.
I thought he was older than that.
Yeah, I think Harper and Machado both are like 26 years old.
Oh, they're babies.
Yeah, they're really, really young, and they're looking for that 8 to 10 year deal worth to $35 million a year.
Heck yeah.
But the difference between Bryce Harper and Mike Trout is Mike Trout is by far the most talented and best player in baseball from a stats perspective. But the thing about Bryce Harper, he's the most marketable star that they have. When he first signed with the Washington Nationals, when he first got called up, their ratings went through the roof, and they have been ever since.
And just because of the person he is?
Yeah, he's kind of that polarizing figure.
Yeah.
I would compare him to Alex Rodriguez, actually.
A-Rod?
Yeah. Not from a stats perspective, obviously, but from a polarizing figure perspective.
I hear that.
Man, I'm just pumped about baseball.
God, how do you watch baseball? Like, you can sit there and watch a whole freaking game on TV.
I can. To be honest with you, though, I don't watch as many games as you think I would. Because baseball is my favorite sport, but I can't follow it, every day.
Okay, because I was going to say, I don't understand people that, can watch every Astros game.
No, I can't do that.
I mean, you can watch every Astros game from the ninth inning on. That's about all you need.
Yeah, I can say if the Rangers are on, the Rangers are my favorite team, obviously. If they're on, I could watch a couple innings.
Yeah.
And then go do something else.
See, I'm just a sports fan, so if I get the alert on my phone, oh, no hitter's about to be, or no, or
yeah, tune in on your phone right there.
All right, I'll turn the TV to it, but other than that, shoot. That's just, unless I'm at the ballpark drinking beer, eating hot dogs, I ain't, it's like watching grass grow or paint dry on a wall. It's just like, oh, shoot me.
But this is going to be a crazy year for the Texas Rangers, because it's their final year in their current ballpark. So I'll be heading up there a couple times this season before they open that new retractable roof ballpark, $1.2 billion
facility. You're
going
to go up there and watch them lose again?
Man, I think they're going to be – I don't think they're going to be a playoff team this year, but I think they can contend into early September for a wild card spot. Maybe end up around 500 is what I'm expecting, and that's kind of like a max for me. But I'm realistic. I understand where they are as a franchise, and I understand that in baseball, the good times, they come and go.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, they should have won one back then. They should have been the first team in Texas to
win. Cards fan that just texted in. Yes, thanks for reminding me of my heartbreak in 2011 Game 6. Thanks. I still cry over that.
You guys are so soft in Dallas. All Dallas people are like, oh, my Dallas. Dallas is just, I don't know. I can't. How do you explain it? Dallas is a different breed of people. I don't know. I just. Cowboy fans, can't stand Cowboy fans anymore. It's just, it is what it is. And it's because of football players that I played with at the University of Texas.
Yeah.
That wouldn't shut up about America's team, America's team. But I don't even think they're America's team. They haven't won anything since the 90s.
If anybody's America's team, it's the Patriots.
I mean, I don't even know if they're considered America's team.
No, they're really not, because everybody hates the Patriots, too.
I'm saying...
Like, what do you want? Do you want America's team to be always close to getting to the playoffs? Always in the news? Or do you want America's team to be someone that wins all the time?
You know, I don't know. I would base it on basically I don't know, like Pittsburgh fans, they travel. I don't know if it's they travel or they just have fans in every city.
Yeah, it's kind of the same thing with the Cowboys.
Not really, though, because I've seen them at other stadiums. I mean, so the Cowboys are big in Texas and the West Coast, I feel like.
Yeah, I'd say those are the hotbeds, for sure.
I don't think they travel past that. I don't know, that's just me personally, what I've seen. You know, yeah, they'll go to Houston for sure, you know, yeah, for that game, but I don't know, that's just kind of what I've seen. But I don't know who America's team would be anymore. It could be the Patriots. I mean, shoot, they did I talk about what Steve Harvey said on his stand or on the NFL awards or whatever when he was talking? He goes, "Did you see that?"
I don't think so.
Steve Harvey. He's talking to all the, you know, at the NFL awards or whatever. And he goes, "You guys, we all have one thing in common." Like, you know, they're talking about Tom Brady. He goes, "If Tom Brady wasn't here, some of y'all wouldn't be here." You know, basically saying, like, Tom Brady is the reason why all of y'all are here. look, why are you guys all here? Because Tom Brady beat all of us. You know what I mean? So it's just a funny thing about that. But, dude, it's cold in here.
I noticed that this morning when I got here, too.
Dude, it's 62 in here. Like, I need to turn this heat up in this thing. That is ridiculous.
Someone texted in and said the reason they're America's team is even when they suck, they sell the most merchandise and have the most viewers nationally every single year. And I understand that.
Yeah,
they're
that.
On in every market, too. If you're in any market, you can see a Cowboys game pretty much. Dude, it's just crazy.
South of the border here in Mexico, they are Cowboy fiends down there.
I didn't know that.
Mexico? But. Oh, yeah. They are Cowboy fiends there. I don't know what else. California, I feel like there's a lot of Dallas fans.
Yeah, that's where they always have their training camp, in Oxnard, California.
That's why. Okay. I'm going to need a blanket or turn this heat on. The AC's on. That's smart. It's 47 degrees outside. We got the AC in here blowing on me. What kind of crap is this?
It's because it was hot yesterday. You know, that's people true. Leave here at about, I don't know, did we have a game last night? I don't think we did. So I think
baseball
people left.
Game.
Oh yeah, the baseball game. So, but someone was in here for the baseball game where I'm at, and it's not really cold in here.
No, it's a little nipply in here.
Got someone from Jacksonville listening. Someone said Jaguars fan. Steelers show up all over Florida and Atlanta. I've never saw Dallas, but the best away attendance I've seen for Jacksonville was Dallas last year when they came.
Yeah, very
interesting.
What's crazy with Jacksonville is they had such a good 1 year, and then they just went to crap. It's so crazy how it is like that in the NFL. And, you know, because everyone always says it's so hard to get back to the Super Bowl, and it is. I mean, you see some of these great quarterbacks that never even make it with great teams. Or they get there and lose, you know, like, damn, Reno never won a Super Bowl. How did that happen?
And you can see someone like Joe Flacco who goes on the run of his life and then never does anything ever again.
Eli Manning.
Yep.
Had 2 good years where he had a badass defense that knew how to put pressure on Brady.
Then he made the plays when it mattered.
But Brady adapted to all that crap. He's like, okay, is this what everyone's going to do to me? Let me simplify these routes. We need these checkdowns. I need all this stuff, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to get the ball out real quick. You know what I mean? And that's how he's been winning it, because he's adapting to how people are playing him. He's like, all right, well, shoot, I know I need to get my, what do you call it? So, you know, I need to get the ball out quicker because, and then what did they do? They went and stocked their lineup. You know what I mean? Because they're like, okay, we got to protect Brady. He's old. So we got to protect him for one. We know that the way people have beaten us in the past is when they come with, you know, that heat and we can't handle it. And so he's like, all right, well, I'm going to get rid of the ball faster. And we're going to restock our line. But what else we got here?
Someone just texted in, we don't want to share the Cowboys with America. They are Texas's team. Americans can root for the Saints.
That's funny. That's so funny how bitter Saints fans are right now. They're all like, it would have been a better Super Bowl, see?
I feel like we were robbed 2 years in a row, really, of Drew Brees versus Tom Brady, because I think that if the Saints would have beat Minnesota, I think they very well could have beat Philadelphia.
No.
You don't think so last year?
No, you ain't beating Philly last year. I knew they were going to win the Super Bowl. I picked them over Tom in the Super Bowl just the way they were playing.
Yeah, I did too.
I think this, and that's the one time I've, you know, I went against Tom. And one, I mean, because I thought he'd beat the Giants both times.
Yeah, but I thought so too.
Casey, you wanted to talk about the need for deer management? Last weekend I had two bucks fighting in my front yard, and this morning I've seen bucks chasing does again. God, what? Chasing right now? Isn't it a little late to be chasing? Yeah, it's February 16th. Thank you, Lakeway. who believe it's a good idea to put managing the herd on hold for a while? Yeah, John Hope. Well, I appreciate it, John. Yeah, that, no, that's crazy. Thank you, Lakeway Progressive, tree-hugging idiots, who believe it's a good idea to put managing the herd on hold for a while. Sorry, that's funny. That makes me laugh. I agree with that. That's crazy. Chasing in February?
That is kind of insane.
Yeah, usually they're not chasing after it like they are, you know. Early rut. That's crazy. Season's over. They shouldn't be chasing at all. That's insane. Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with more Big Ugly Outdoors right after this, brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors.